vote for it, and you own it. It's the Friday Mixer. By the narrowest of margins, House Republicans passed a bill this week to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. It is the first major legislative victory for President Donald J. Trump and evidence that House Speaker Paul Ryan can bring the conservatives and the moderates of his party together.
Republicans are committed to keeping our promise to lift the burden of Obamacare from the American people and put in place a better, more patient-centered system.
But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the bill will actually help congressional Democrats because the GOP is now burdened with this sinking ship.
It's an opportunity because the public will now see what they gave their name to. They put their name next to you're paying more for less.
And speaking of putting your name to something, 14 California House Republicans joined their colleagues on the right to vote for the GOP rollback of the Affordable Care Act, and they're all up for re-election next year. Ben Adler is the bureau chief at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good to be with you.
You bet. We're also joined by Emily Bazar, who's a columnist and senior correspondent at California Healthline. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Welcome to the Friday Mixer to you both. Ben, I'm going to start with you because you spoke with GOP Representative Mimi Walters yesterday. Her district is in Orange County, went for Hillary Clinton back in November. And you asked her about whether she was worried about voting for this health care bill.
People in my district are getting a lot of misinformation from the left. And the truth is they're going to be much better off by having this plan in place.
Much better off by having this plan in place. So she's confident that she did the right thing.
Yeah, sure seems that way. And I don't think her vote was ever really in doubt in favor of this bill, or for that matter, earlier versions of the bill. There were several other House Republicans from California who were either opposed outright publicly or undecided and then ended up voting yes.
Emily, who are they? And Ben mentioned a few of them. Let's be specific now.
Well, I looked at the ones, I wrote about this yesterday as well. I looked at the ones who are in the Central Valley, and it's arguably the place in California that stands to lose the most with the repeal of Obamacare. And that's because there are such high percentages of people in the Central Valley who are either on Medi-Cal, primarily on Medi-Cal, or who have purchased insurance through Covered California, which is the state health insurance exchange that was created as a result of Obamacare. So you have someone like David Valadao, and his district is in the Central Valley, he's all of Kings County and parts of Fresno, Kern, and Tulare counties. In his district, voters voted for Hillary Clinton by 15.5 percentage points over Donald Trump. And in his district, let's look at Tulare County, for instance. That is the county in the state with the highest percentage of people who are on Medi-Cal, which is our version of the federal Medicaid program. 55% of Tulare County residents are on Medi-Cal. And this bill that Valadao voted for would make very dramatic changes to Medicaid, and would phase out the expansion that added millions of people to the Medicaid rolls.
I'm going to push back a little bit on this argument because I've been hearing this now for the past 24 to 36 hours about the fact that these people are in trouble because they voted for a bill that hurts their constituents. I'm not absolutely convinced as a reporter and as a journalist who's watched this before that the constituents believe they're in harm's way because of what happened. Because I think of the town halls back in the early 90s, even when Hillary Clinton was trying to piece together in her husband's administration a health care proposal, and people were holding up signs saying, keep your government hands off my Medicare.
I think that's an excellent point, and I actually completely agree with you. I mean, most of the people that I interviewed yesterday have a stake in Obamacare. They want to keep Obamacare. They got coverage as a result of Obamacare. And I was asking them, I said, well, you guys didn't vote for Valadao. You didn't vote for Trump, probably. You know, do you really think that people who voted for them will change their minds? And they also, I mean, some of them want to see them change their minds, and that doesn't mean they actually will.
Ben,
Steve, if I could
go ahead.
Just add real quick, the political risk for a GOP member of Congress who didn't vote for this measure hasn't really been talked about, but they're going to need turnout from loyal Trump supporters and loyal Republicans next year. And without that, then it doesn't matter whether they win or lose swing votes, because they're not going to get reelected if their base doesn't come out for them. And so that might have that political calculus may have played into it as well.
There certainly is calculus, or a calculation for that matter. And Ben, as I understand it, speaking of the woman you talked about, Mimi Walters, there's already a photo of her and President Trump during his Rose Garden celebration yesterday that's being used for fundraising purposes.
Yeah, but I also, again, that doesn't necessarily mean that she's in trouble. It might in fact help turn out some pro-Trump folks in her district and people who support repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Up here in the Sacramento area and the Modesto area where we share a media market, when Jeff Denham was up for re-election last year, there were tons of ads that showed him in a picture with Donald Trump, and he won re-election anyway. And we just have to remember, you know, in these urban areas that we live in, the more rural districts or Central Valley inland districts are different, and the political calculus is different. And so, you know, Donald Trump, while losing by a 2-to-1 margin statewide, still did much better in many of these districts. And even in Orange County, where Hillary Clinton did win, the first time a Democrat had won in ages, there were a significant number of votes for Libertarian candidates or for people who, or Republicans just didn't vote, at least anecdotally. And I'm not convinced that Hillary Clinton would have won Orange County last year with a more conventional Republican on the ballot. And so Trump won't be on the ballot in 2 years from now. And I'm with you, Steve. I'm not convinced, particularly for someone like Mimi Walters or some of the other Orange County seats, I'm not convinced that those members are as vulnerable as, say, maybe the ones who have been up over and over in tough races like an Issa or a Denham or maybe a Valadao.
I am convinced, and I am going to disagree with you, I guess, Ben, in one case. Trump will be on the ballot in a year and a half from now. He will be on the ballot in 2018 in Orange County.
Argument. Yeah.
He may not, yeah, I mean, there may not be his name on the ballot, but he will certainly make an appearance in that ballot.
That's right. He will be the issue in the election. That, I think, is a fair thing to say.
Emily, there is still obviously a long way to go, as you mentioned, for this bill, the Senate reconciliation, if there is one. What are people in California, state lawmakers, saying about this and whether there's any pushback if this bill does get through?
From the moment Trump was elected, there has been pushback by California lawmakers who are saying they're going to do whatever they can to protect the Affordable Care Act in California. And that's all well and good. The question becomes, how can you do it without the federal funding? Obamacare comes with billions of dollars for California through Medicaid expansion money, through the taxes that help fund the tax credits that people get when they buy plans from Covered California. If those go away, California may be very limited in what it can do to fill in basically what may be lost.
A story we are sure to be covering for a long, long time, healthcare in this country and most notably here in the state of California. Ben Adler with Capital Public Radio, Emily Bazar with California Healthline. Thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.